spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. This morning, we're talking to Florida 511. 511 provides a service to drivers to help them stay safe and is a service provided by the Florida Department of Transportation. Sherry Bird is a traffic reporter with 511, and they've made some changes since her last visit, so she's here to tell us about it. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much again for having me.
This is your second time on. You know, I don't have too many repeat guests. I must really like you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So let's remind our listeners, what is 511?
511 is a free traffic information service provided by the Department of Transportation, one of the best tools a motorist can have and use on a regular basis.
So you say on a regular basis, and it's a tool. Now, let's talk about this. I understand that there's something new and exciting that you guys have.
Right. So we had an app, and the way you access that through your Apple Store, Google Play Store, is to search Florida 511. And so last time I was here, a lot of you may have downloaded that. You're going to have to dump that one, put that one in your trash bin, search again Florida 511. The new app will come up. It has blue, white, green logo, kind of like the Seahawks color, and put that one on your phone. Unfortunately, the last vendor we had, we were hoping to make a crossover where it would just segue right into the new, but now you're going to have to, like I said, get rid of that one, put the new one on your phone, and then get used to the new features of that app.
So this is probably something that people have been trying to figure out. Why isn't it working anymore, right?
Yes, I attend a lot of events around town. So people will say, I have your app, but there's a problem with it. No, that's the old one. So check out the new one. And then there's a little bit of a learning curve. I'm still kind of getting used to it myself. But the cool thing is it's way more interactive. There are so many new features. You can even program in 3 door-to-door routes and do the reverse trip. And you know, this includes construction updates, congestion, any typical rush hour, anything that you would find around the state of Florida while you're traveling. So this is, like I say, a tool or a resource to help you move better through traffic and not get stuck and to stay safe.
Is that something new as far as your route, the 3 routes?
That is, definitely. And so there are 3 on the app. If you go to the website, you can plug in even more. And on the website, which is FL511.com, you can even get directions and travel times. And those are things that we hope to also add to the app eventually. So you're going to find some differentiations, but the app also can link you to our website. There's a phone number, of course. A lot of people say, well, I don't have a smartphone. You can dial 511 straight up and access it that way. So different features depending on whether you call, hop on the website, or use the app. What I love too about the app, the newest feature that we have, we encourage motorists not to be distracted. So this, there's a little button, you put it in drive mode, put it in your console, forget about it. It talks to you when you're coming up on incidents.
Oh, okay. Because distracted driving, that's something that, oh boy, it happens
all
the time.
Don't get me started, right?
Yeah. And Sherry, I don't know if you guys recognize her voice, just in case you've listened to other stations, but Sherry is the person that drives around and she tells us some of the things going on. So you see distracted driving.
I spend a minimum of 5 hours a day on the roadways, 3 of those doing traffic reports and the other couple just getting to and from marketing events, to and from my house and back to work. So yes, I'm on the road with you. And believe me, this hands-free drive mode, non-distracted way of doing things, thumbs up. I'm all for it.
And is that a new feature as well?
It is, definitely. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have the interactive map. If you really want to get a good look at what's going on, do that before you put your car in drive. So you're sitting in your driveway or you're at work and you're about to head home. Pop it up, take a look. We even have cameras that you can look at. You can pop on the incidents and see exactly which lane is blocked. Look at the map. If it's red, no, I don't want to go the Buckman. I think I'll go I-10 all the way around to get home to the west side. You will have your options. Now, again, once you're already driving, put it in drive mode. It's going to tell you what's ahead of you. But if you really want to get a decent look and even pull up those traffic cameras, do that while you're stopped or have a passenger do that for you.
Oh, you mentioned the Buckman. I am not a fan of the Buckman Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And based on what you said, you can put that as a point between two other points.
Yes.
That you will always have an eye on what's going on in that area.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can do that when you're still sitting in your office, even by pulling up our website and look at the traffic cameras. They refresh ideally in about 2 minutes. Sometimes it takes maybe that same image 5 or 6 minutes to roll through. So you get a really good look at what's happening at that time. Now, if you watch the TV stations, the news stations, they have what we call streaming video, so they're seeing it live as it's happening. But you will see a still photo whether you click the camera icon from our app or the website, but at least you get the information. It's there for you.
So if you ever wanted to be a traffic person, you are. You can be your own traffic person with this app.
That's exactly right. So, and we say it's kind of like having a traffic reporter with you. Put it in your pocket. On the go, you know as well as I do how busy this city can get. Construction everywhere. Rush hour, it seems to be growing. We know at the Department of Transportation, we cannot build enough roads to get you out of the problem. So we had to give you a way, a smart way of traveling to help you navigate traffic a little easier, get to your destination quicker, and like we said, safer. A lot of motorists don't realize that the first accident, maybe a fender bender, but you come up on the back end of that congestion and you don't know that over this overpass, there's a line of traffic stopped in front of you. Another accident, what we call secondary accidents. So we want to keep you safe and keep you moving. And we're also branching out. Not only do we have cameras on the interstates, but what we call arterial roads, or what you would call your neighborhood roads, getting to and from San Jose, Beach Boulevard, Atlantic, Blanding. We're starting to put cameras on those as well, so we can also let you know when those start to back up or there's an accident as you're heading home, getting off the interstate.
Another thing that I like about you guys, which you've started now, is on those arterial roads, the dynamic messaging boards.
Yes.
I saw one on, I want to say it was St. John's Bluff Road.
Right.
And I'm like, what is it doing here?
Exactly. That's new for us as well. So the cameras and the dynamic message signs, and what they're going to help you not only on those arterial roads, but before you make the decision to get on the East Beltway. If you're on St. John's Bluff and you see that sign saying Dames Point Bridge, all lanes closed, accident, you're going to say, never mind, I'm going to choose a different way. And that's also where our app will come in handy, because new feature, the alternate routes, you're going to start having that where it will suggest for you. Again, this, we're building this in phases, brand new for us. We just launched the new app. So coming soon, alternate routes.
Oh, wow. That's good. I like that. Any other new phases or new things coming up or things that we should know about now?
Yes. So one of the things we had with our old system, when you called the number, you could request English or Spanish. Right now, we only have that available on the website. But again, that's one of the things we're adding. Also, our feedback feature. We love when motorists call. If you're seeing something that we're not, there's a way to leave your feedback so that we can check into it. If you say, I'm on I-95 at Bay Meadows, and there's an accident blocking the right lane, we can start looking for that on our cameras. So basically, your message will come into our command or traffic center, and we can start researching that. So these are things that we're building up in phases. But the quick way to access, of course, is to dial straight up 511, hop on the website, and then the app, and to search it, Florida 511.
Florida 511. Anything else that we need to know about your new app? Website?
You can also, now this is a feature we had before, and again, the website, you can sign up where it says My Florida 511. It's on the top tab there, and you can basically have alerts sent to your phone via text, or you can have them sent to your email, but that way you can even isolate, let's say you put in your home address and your work address and the time of day that you want those alerts. You can say, I don't care about the middle of the day, but when I leave my house at 6 a.m. and when I leave the office at 5 p.m. to then return home, those are the ones I want. And you can express the severity. In other words, if it's a minor accident over on the shoulder and you don't care about it, it's not going to delay you, you can say, nope, don't need to know about that. I want to know about the lane blocking incidents and the things that are really going to mess up my drive home.
And you know what I say about that? I personally, and this is a personal opinion, you should probably want to know about all of it. The reason, because sometimes those accidents that are over on the shoulder can cause some problems.
That's the truth. This morning, we had a disabled vehicle. Even after it moved, people were still looking because we had flashing lights on the side of the highway. The disabled vehicle was gone, but everybody still had to take a look. And we were backed up 95 South from Emerson all the way back to the Fuller Warren, and there was nothing to see. One other thing I wanted to mention, too, whether you're calling 511 or jumping on our website, fl511.com, we have a link where you can connect to seaports, airports, local transit authority. For instance, you can request JTA. You can say Jacksonville Transportation Authority, Amtrak, Greyhound. So we have made kind of like a master transportation communications hub. So you're not only getting ground traffic, but you can find out about public transit services, your airport flight connection if you're heading to JIA, and then also seaports. You may want to catch a cruise, even if you're heading down to South Florida, because this covers the entire state of Florida. Interstates, turnpikes, state roads, and like I said, we're branching out onto the arterials or your local getting home roads, your local routes.
Another thing I thought about, you know, you may want to know for yourself what's happening in the morning and in the evening, but what if you have a child that may have classes, you know, across town at one of the universities,
yep,
and they're probably not going to pay attention, as close attention as you would.
Right.
Maybe it's something that you want to plug in and have for them as well, so you can give them a heads up.
I love that you said that. Yes, so they can be proactive and check just by getting our incident list pulled up, or that could be one of the routes they program in. Like I said, on the app, you've got 3 door-to-door routes, and then on the website, you can choose even more. So you can know those alerts start coming into you to let your loved ones know what they're facing when they get out. Because you're right, they're probably not going to check, so you can be their eyes and ears for them. See, again, you're the traffic reporter. We've given you all the tools you need. You've got this.
Yeah, exactly. Also, yeah, like we said, if you've ever wanted to be a traffic reporter, if you hear them and you say, oh, that sounds so cool, you can be your own traffic reporter.
I love it.
Yeah. Sherry, anything else you want to add?
That's it. As we start getting new phases and start implementing things, I'm going to hit you up again. We're going to come back in and talk to you because it's exciting. We're always making changes, always adding new things. And as soon as we do, I'll be calling you.
And you are always welcome here. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Thanks for joining us this morning on Hot Topics. In the second half of the show, we're talking again to Lynette Horwath with PAC Prevention Coalition of St. Johns County. She's talking about marijuana and its impact on college students.
One of the programs that I also work with one of the grant funds that we have with state funding is a program at the junior colleges in the county working on substance, not abstinence, but responsible use of alcohol. And managing alcohol and now also marijuana. And what I've understanding, like at Florida, St. John's River State College and First Coast Technical College, the marijuana is much more of an issue for the students than the alcohol, because we have counselors that are working over there, and the students can come and get some, they can take a survey. It's called Brief Alcohol Surveillance for College Students. And they're listing answers on their first test or questionnaire that they take. It's their habits, their goals, their priorities, and where they're at, how much they're using alcohol or marijuana, and what it's doing, how much it's interfering with their life and where they're at. And then they come back for a second meeting where there's an analysis. Here's what you said your goals are. Here's what you said is happening in your life. Here's what's the average for students your age that are in school. You can see. And it's very non-affrontal, you know, it's very low-key. There's no pressure on the students. It's just helping them to assess, wow, I can see I'm out binge drinking 5 nights a week, or I'm using marijuana 3 times a week, and the average student in college is using it twice a week or once a week. And yeah, I am having problems focusing on my studies, and my grades have been going down. And yeah, I can see I'm not maybe going to make that goal that what I need to get into a 4-year college as a stepping stone from here. So that's effective too, And of course, now we've got to wheel that message in there with medical marijuana that the marijuana is more acceptable, but we still want the college students to be looking, are you using it responsibly? Is it getting out of hand? Do you need to make some changes so that you're not running into big problems with this?
Lynette, you were also telling me about a medical marijuana office that opened up in Ponte Vedra, right?
Which is something I just found out yesterday, is there's a medical practice over in Ponte Vedra, and they have a website up, Medical Marijuana Treatment, and you can get on their website, and we're all ready. We have a doctor that's ready to start working with you, because the way things look right now, there is going to be a three-month requirement that a patient has to be under physician's care for 3 months before they can get their medical marijuana card. Now, that would say at least they're trying to look at something that's a chronic condition. But on the other hand, what are they doing this now for? They're getting ready so those patients can have their 3 months in, that hopefully by the time, from their perspective, by the time the Department of Health has figured out what they're going to do with this, they'll have these patients lined up and ready. So I got on there and I looked at their list, and you can get the televisit on email back and forth with the doctor, and that doesn't bode well when someone's just dealing with the doctor online. But here's the checklist of conditions you're suffering from. Now, on this list are many of the things that are approved in the legislation. But there's other things that are on here. Now, I don't know what they're thinking. Is this just going to be an opportunity that all these conditions can get the medical marijuana? You know, they've got fibromyalgia and glaucoma and muscle spasms. Some of these things are serious. Some of them, it's questionable. You know, is this something that really would need medical marijuana? There's plenty of other medicines out there. Spinal stenosis, trauma, other health problems, post-polio syndrome, osteoarthritis. Where does the line end? Where is this going to go? That's the concern.
If you'd like to hear more of my interview with Lynette, visit our website. I'd like to thank both my guests for joining me today. For more information about Florida 511, just go to fl511.com. And for the PAC Prevention Coalition of St. Johns County, you can visit pacprevention.com. That's PACTprevention.com. Thanks for joining us this morning on Hot Topics. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.